Hebrews 11:17. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, somebody say tested. By faith, somebody say by faith. When he was tested, what he did? He offered up. He what? What did he do? He offered up. And he who had received the promise, what he did? What did he do? What did he do? Offered up his only begotten son. I want to talk to some of you. God has been talking to some of you about sowing financial seeds, releasing seed. And you know what? You say, I don't have it. You say that you don't have it. God, you know I don't have it. Oh, my God. You say, God, I don't. God will never ask you to give what you don't have. The reason he tells you is because he has already made provision for you to sow. He said he gives seed to who? Who he gives seed to? He gives seed to sower. The kingdom works different. Don't bring the world system into the kingdom. The kingdom is just different. He said, by faith, by what? By what? We offer up by how? By faith. When God is prompting your heart to sow a seed, your seed must be sown how? By faith. By faith. I'm talking to you. May be seated. Let me talk to you. Keep the music playing in the background. I'm talking to some people. God has been talking to you about sowing into the kingdom financially, but you've been holding back. You've been restraining yourself. You've been sitting on your money. And you know what it is? Your money is your seed. Your money is your what? Your money is your seed. I'm not taking an offering, so don't go. Don't look at me like that. I'm not taking an offering, so don't get funny. But I'm talking to people that will get a revelation. Say, Lord, help me to understand. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand. Can I hear you louder? Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Say, help me. Say, help me to understand that I may unlock my blessings. Masakato robo shatada basaya. Oh, Tobo, can I tell you how this word is for me? All week, the word has been talking to me about sowing. All week, the Lord is talking to me about sowing. And I am in my spirit. I'm like, okay, Lord, yes, Lord. But I'm like, okay, you know the okay where it's like halfway, okay? I turn my mic up. They can't hear me, Mike. My voice is hoarse. Amen. Yes, you can hear me now. I know that. You know the halfway, okay? It's too loud. You know the halfway, okay? Where you're like, okay, but not okay. Where I believe, but like, Lord, help my unbelief. It's like that kind of yes. Here it says, by what? Faith. Somebody say faith is the currency of the kingdom. Without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible. There is not a chance, a fighting chance for you. You have no chance in the kingdom if it's not by faith. You get saved by faith. You're justified by faith. You enjoy all the blessings of heaven by what? Faith. And you live by faith, meaning you continue to exist by what? Faith. Somebody touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's by faith. Say, neighbor, it is 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 my faith. The Holy Ghost will not take us this far and leave us. He wants to take us to another level. He wants to take us to another dimension. And I've been preaching this increase series, and I'm telling you, God wants His church to increase. God wants His people to become a Goshen. When everybody's crying hardship and darkness, you're crying light. You're crying elevation. You're crying promotion. You're crying big. You're crying greater, 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 greater. But it is all by what? By what? By what? By faith. By faith. Abraham did not receive the promise. By faith. Somebody say by faith. He didn't receive the promise by his works. He received Isaac by what? Faith. A lot of times we think what we have, we got it by our sweat. That's why you can never go beyond your sweat. You can never move beyond your sweat. I want to tell you, it's time to go beyond your sweat. It is time to go what? Beyond your sweat. And go by faith. So here, Abraham got the promise Isaac by faith. And God was asking him back for the promise. He believed for like 25 years before he got the promise. From 75 to 100. And then now the boy is grown. And the Lord is saying, give me back my promise. He didn't have multiples. He only had one. Are you tracking? You see, a lot of us like to quote the woman that went into the temple. And what did she give? She gave the widow's what? Mite. And we talk about the widow's mite without understanding what the widow's mite means. The widow's mite was like Isaac. That is all she had. That is all she had. So it's let's take it for instance now. The widow had $1 million. And God said, give me the whole million. Can we trust Him at that level? Are we believing in Yah at that level? That if Yah said, sell your house and give it to me, you'll sell your house. No, we're not there. We're not there. That's where God wants to take us. That's where the next level of breakthrough is. When whatever Yah says, we're willing to do it. Where we seek first the kingdom with everything. We seek first the kingdom in everything. That when Yah says, give me back what I bless you with, you're ready to release it. I want to talk to the people that the Holy Ghost has been speaking to you about sowing seed. There's some of you sitting in here, the Holy Ghost has been talking to you about this, about sowing seed. I want to tell you, sow that seed. Release that seed into the kingdom of God and watch what God will do. The only reason He tells you to do it is because you have it. And if you think you don't have it, go look for it. Did you hear what I just said? Go look for it. The woman went to the prophet Elisha and she said, the creditors are coming for my sons. She said, go borrow what? Vessels. Go get it that I may deliver you. Are you with me? So it says here, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, your giving is a test to see what God can bless you with. God had nations set up for Abraham that will bless him beyond his imagination. Abraham could not have one son. He could not have one son legally. But God said to him, when he had none, that I'm going to give you nations. And through you, the ends of the earth shall be what? Blessed. Finally, God gave him the son now. And what God says to him, time to offer up the blessing through which everything will come. How many times we've heard stories of people taking their last and sowing it into the kingdom? The Bible said, unless a seed falls to the ground and die, it cannot bring forth a harvest. Until your money becomes seed, it can never bring you the harvest that God has for you. I'm going to use myself as an example. When I went to World Harvest in 2006, just got married, had no job, but we had wedding money. And the preacher Colin says, there are people in here that you could sow $1,000. I ran to that altar so fast. My check from Walgreens used to be $250 to $300 a week. I cannot tell you, I sowed that seed July, which is 4th of July weekend. Went to Dominion Camp meeting. I came back. I got a job. I've never sold cars in my life. But the seed that I was willing to sow opened the door so that I could get hired. The guy said, I don't know why I'm hiring you. He went to his boss and he's like, I don't know why I'm hiring this guy. But let's give him a chance. My first paycheck from that place was $2,000. You got to be willing to offer up. You got to come to a place that when God says, offer it up, you have to be willing to what? Offer it up. Don't sit on your seat. Don't sit on your seat. We have to be a seed sowing people. We have to be a seed sowing people. You want to see things shift in your life? Sow seeds towards it. Sow seeds towards it. Let's look at the life of Jacob. Jacob said to the Lord, he said, Lord, if you would watch over me and you will take care of me, I will give a tenth of everything that I have, consistently ongoing. He said, if you will do your part, I am going to, out of a heart of gratitude, I'm going to give you that. We have to come to the understanding of how the kingdom works. How the kingdom works. How do you prosper in the kingdom? Yeah, you go to work every day. Yes, don't do that. But I want to tell you there's something beyond that. There's a grace that flows when you learn the secret of offering up to God in a sacrificial manner. Seed becomes a key that unlocks doors that will never open. Seed becomes a key that unlock doors that what? Nothing can open. Jericho was not supposed to go down. But what? God give them a secret. He give them a what? A shout. Somebody say, offer up. That's not a sermon I'm supposed to preach. I was supposed to go and preach from the book of Zechariah. So we're talking about the Spirit this morning. Of whom, let's go back to verse 17, by faith, when he was what? Tested. When he was what? Tested. We got to pass the test with our giving. We got to pass the test with our seed sowing. Ask anybody that have sown faith seed, how God has always come true for them. God has always come true, and God has elevated their lives to areas they never thought possible, and everyone put a lid on them. God calls you to break through. I remember when we were looking to buy our home, a friend of mine called. He said, you know what, I'm living in this community and all I hear is gunshot all around. I can't grow my kids up here. I need some money to move into an apartment. I said, Cher, we got to send it. Our brother's in trouble. We took out money from our savings to buy a house and we sent it to him. My God, I was looking to buy this little puny house in Queens that was leaning out of desperation. Thank God it didn't come true. Then I went to another one. I put $10,000 in there to buy the house. The tenant would never move. Nice house, nice area. The tenant would never move. That wasn't what God had for us. That was a 4-bedroom house. Nice house. Next thing Pastor Cher called me, she's like, Sam, there's this house I see online. I'm going to go check it out. When she go, she went and checked it out. I want to tell you, went from a 4 to a 6-bedroom house. And in no time, so when we moved in, we didn't show nobody what we were buying. We didn't tell nobody. The night we took everybody to move in, all I see was tears and excitement. Because nobody thought it would have been that grand. Nobody thought, help me back, don't kill me now. Nobody thought it would have been that big and that grand. But what? God did it. Why? Our seed. Our seed made what was, I want to tell you, offer up what God is telling you to release. Get in the mode of trusting God with your finances. You might say, Pastor, all I got is 25. That's what God is asking you to give. That's what he's telling you. And if he's telling you a bigger number than what you have, you better believe he's going to provide it. Somebody say, offer up. Come on, say, offer up. And he who had received the promise, what did he do? Offer up his only begotten son. Now this man is like God. God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten son. So don't think it's strange when God asks you for all that you have. Because in order for us to be born into the kingdom, God had to give all that he had. Did you get that? It is in God's nature to ask you for your best. I'll say it one more time. It is in God's nature to ask you for the best. Because when it was time to get you in, he gave his what? Best. Are you tracking with me? You get that concept? He's not going to ask you for what he's not willing to give. God gave his only begotten. So he's saying, Abraham, you're the man of promise. You're the man I'm going to reveal myself to. So guess what? I want your best. I can't ask you for the least when I want to give you the best. Can somebody say amen? Come on, say a good amen. Amen. Who wants God best? So God is asking you for your best. You know what your best does? It makes the devil back down. When you give your best, and I believe this is going to speak to many of you in this church. Many of you are not giving your best to God. Many of us are not giving our best. We're giving God the least. We're being exact with God. We're being exact with God. If you work $100, you give God $10 and you turn your back. And you're being legalistic with God. You're being legalistic with God. Oh, I've done my part. No! He's asking you for your what? Best. When you release your offering must reveal your best. Your giving must reveal your best. Check out the people that always give God their best. Look at their face. It will tell you a different story. They may not have a lot, but they always give their best. Check out their blood pressure. It's always good. These are the days of power. These are the days of glory. These are the days of the impossible being done. These are the days where great things shall happen for the honor and the glory of God. These are the days where God will exceed your expectation when you learn to what? Offer up. When you learn to release the best to God. Don't sit on your blessing. Don't sit on your seed. Because can I tell you, all you're going to be left with is your seed. If you sit on your seed, all you're going to be stuck with is your what? Can I hear the side say, what are you going to be stuck with? What are you going to be stuck with? Because seed brings in harvest. But if you sow your seed, then you will have an opportunity to encounter what? Harvest. A lot of people want papers, but they're never willing to put a seed on a paper. A lot of people want healing, but they could never put a seed to healing. A lot of people want big breakthroughs, but they're never willing to put a what? A seed to it. He said, prove me in what? In this. Prove me in what? In this. In your giving. He said to what? Prove me. That is the only scripture that will open windows from heaven. That is the only scripture that opens the window of heaven. Malachi 3 is the only scripture. Let's go back. Go back two verses. We'll talk about this. All right, let's read right here. No, let's go from the top. We'll read together. Are you learning something? Are you blessed? Are you happy? Are you rejoicing in the Lord? Can I get a good amen? Can I test your amen? Can I get an amen on this side? That's a weak amen. Let me get an amen on this side. Let's hear this side now. All right, you guys getting warm. I like this side better. Behold, I send my messenger, and he'll prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly, how will he come? Come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says who? The Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a what? Refiner's fire. Do you want God to refine your thinking? Do you want him to refine your thinking? So say, yes, Lord, refine it. That's what God is doing today. Whenever the word rubs you, it's smoothing you out. You ever got rubbed by sandpaper? Yeah? You ever got your nails filed? Is the file smooth? No. The file is rough. But what does it do? Smooths out your nail. And it goes, ooh, look at that. So nice. This morning I clipped my nail before I came because I don't want to stab in your head. But who can endure the day of his coming? He is what? A refiner's fire. Let's go. And like a what? Launderers. So God wants to wash our understanding. God wants to renew our mind concerning offering up, my God, he will sit as a what? Refiner and a purifier of silver. You know what you need to do that? Lots of heat. Lots of what? Heat. You ever observe somebody that works in metal? They have to get lots of heat. Not regular fire that cook food. That's baby fire. You need fervent heat. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and what? Silver. He wants to purge the priests, those that are in the kingdom. God is not worried about those outside. He wants to clean up what is on the inside. The Levites were the one that served in the temple. The one that did the holy things. My God. And the Bible said that we are kings and we are what? Priests before Almighty God. And pour them as gold and silver. Let's run. And they may what? Come on, what are they going to do? They're going to what? Turn me up a little. They will offer to the Lord what? They're going to offer an offering. An offering. Say offering of righteousness. 4. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord. So when you're giving, God wants you to give with a clean heart. God don't want you to give it with a grudging heart. So you're going to clean you up first. Bring understanding. So when you offer up, it's coming from a pure place. Will be pleasant to the Lord as the days of old. 4. As in the former years, I will come near you for judgment. I'll be a swift witness against sorcerers, against who? Adulterers, perjurers, against those who exploit wages, honors, and widows, and orphans, and against those who turn away as what? Turn away an alien. Because they do not what? Fear me. Says who? The Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord. I am who?
I am the Lord.
And I what? I do not change. I am the Lord and I what? Do not change. So the ordinance of God remain. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet, from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and what I will do? What he said? Return to me, and I will what? Return to me, and I'll do what? Don't wait for God to draw near to you. Don't wait for God to conform to you. That's right. You turn to God. You conform to his standards. Are you tracking? Say, I will conform to God and his standards. He said in the book of James, draw near to me and I will what? Draw near to you. So he said, return to me and I will what? Return to you. Return to me and I will what? Return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? In what way shall we what? In what way shall we return? And look, let's go. Here's the answer. Will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. So the answer is yes. You can rob God. He said, yes, you have what? Robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? And here he answers it. He said, in the tithes and in the offerings. You didn't only rob me in the tithes, you also went further and you withheld your offerings. You withheld the tenth and you withheld the offering that's supposed to follow. Tithes and offering is an heart condition. Just like praise and worship. People that can't praise and worship God, something's wrong with their heart. People that can't shout to God, something's wrong with their heart. People that can't dance before the Lord, when we are instructed to dance before God, and we see dance all through the scripture, we can't dance before God, there's something wrong with our heart. So in the same way, whenever you're not able to release your tithes and your offering, there's a heart problem. There's a blockage that God can't get to. But today God wants to unclog your heart. I'll say it again. Today God wants to unclog our heart. Let's go back to the previous verse. Let's read it together. Can we read loud? In what way have you robbed? My God. In what way have you robbed you? They ask the question, right? In what? Tithes and offering. Verse 9. Do you know that Christians can be cursed? Yeah. If we align ourselves with what is a curse, you're going to be cursed. You go and fornicate and tell me if you're not going to be cursed. You go and commit adultery and tell me if you're not going to be cursed. You go and become a drunkard and tell me if you're not going to see the curse in your life. The same way, when you refuse to offer up, you come under the curse. Oh God. You are cursed with a curse. For you have what? Robbed me. Even this whole nation. So let me show you now. When you give your tithes and offering, you set yourself up for a blessing. Say blessing. The Bible said the blessing goes from generation to generation, even to 1,000. So when you give, you are setting up your generations for a blessing. When you offer, just like Abraham, when he offered up Isaac, his entire generation become blessed. We read about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and we got all the way to Jesus. So when you obey God in this way, you're setting your family up for a blessing, or you can be setting them up for a curse. Because obedience brings what? A blessing. Disobedience brings what? The curse. Are you tracking with me? Are you tracking? Amen. Can I hear this side amen now? That's only the front row. Can I hear this side amen? Hold your dentures and say amen. No, I'm just kidding. Some people can't say amen loud because, you know, they might be hurting the person in front of them. I'm just kidding. Not you guys. It's on the left side. They have dentures. Right. Let's go now. So bring all the tithes in where? Into the storehouse. We are instructed where to put it. Amen? We are what? Instructed where to bring the tithe. The tithe belongs in the storehouse of the Lord, which is the church of the living God. That there may be food in my house. That there might be prosperity in my house. Who wants to go to an ugly church? Put up your hand. Who wants to go to a church where one fan works and the fan in the back don't work? Not here, right? No, we want to go to the best house. We want to go to a nice house. But if we don't bring the resources to the house, it is impossible for it to happen. Many of us want to come, dance, shout, run around the church, but we don't want to give to the church. But you expect the church to be there for you. The people sometimes that do not give anything to church have the greatest demands from church. But I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to people not here. You ever notice the worst child in the family, the worst child of a parent, are sometimes the one that sucks the parent the most and causes them the most? But the good one, them, all they're doing is being good. And you know what's following them? Goodness and mercy. Because what? They obey. And obedience just brings goodness and mercy and prosperity and favor. Hallelujah. Are you getting something today? Come on, are you getting something? Hallelujah. I like the quietness in the room. It's great. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And now watch this. And try me now. You see that M-E? It's not Pastor Sam. It's not a little M. It's capital M. And what? Try God. Somebody say, try God. Say, I will bring my tithe into the storehouse. Say, I will bring my tithe. Say, I will bring my tithe into the storehouse. And I will prove God, Jehovah. I will prove Jesus. I will prove Jehovah Jireh. I will prove Jehovah Nisi. I will prove the strong and blessed one, the one that created all things. I'm going to prove him. He's not man that he should lie. He said, I am God. I what? Change not. Hallelujah. Somebody say, prove me. Say, prove me. You know, you got some people that say, if you think you're bad, prove me. Yeah, yeah. Touch me. Touch me. I'll show you something today. That is what God is saying. He said, touch me with your tithes. Touch me with your offerings. And prove me in this. I was telling Pastor Cher, I was saying, Cher, we've been married for 20 years. And there's never a day we ever had to go borrow money from anybody. For 20 years. We got married when we were 20. We never had to go to nobody and say, lend me this and I'll pay you back. You know who did that? That's God. That's God being faithful. Sometimes you come to the edge and you think you're going to fall over. But right before, bam, the thing show up. You know why? The God that keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. He is always there ready to make a way. So somebody say, prove me. Say, prove me. Prove me now in this. Say this. Say in this. I will prove God. If I will not what? Open. Say open. The windows of heaven. Oh my God. Online, God wants to open the windows of heaven unto you. But he's saying you got to do the first part. You've got to obey. If I will not open, now we can break this down and preach longer, but we're not going to do that. I'll preach to you about the windows of heaven another time. And pour you out such, somebody say such a blessing. Who wants such a blessing? I want such a blessing. I want my life to be so blessed that whoever comes around me, the next part will play out in their life. That there will not be room enough to receive it. So now what's going to happen? I'm going to have to give away some. I'm going to have so much that on every occasion, I'm ready to be a blessing. Amen? That somebody said, there will not be. Oh no, you're 2 weeks. Say, there will not be. Room enough. Say no room to receive. Say, ah, there will not be room enough to receive it. And look at this part. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for whose sake? You're not praying for this, you know. You're not fasting for this. You're not running up and down and shouting for this. All you're doing is releasing what he asked for. It says, seek first the kingdom. We have to come to a place to seek God first with our money. I like when I get paid because I have an opportunity to honor God. Anytime I get paid, I'm excited It doesn't matter if it's 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. It's my opportunity to what? Honor God. And I give tithes like 4 or 5 times a week. The moment I get paid, I pay God right there and then. Ask Minister Nikki, she'll tell you. You could reason with her. She's the lady that checks out the money. If I get paid today, I'm sending my tithe today from that money. If I get paid tomorrow again, another customer pay me, I'm sending my tithe. I don't wait till Sunday. I want to serve God first with my money. First. First. I'm not paying GPL. No, not GPL. Con Edison first. I'm not paying National Grid first. I'm not paying AT&T first. They're going to wait until I take care of God first. Because my life is a seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all things. I don't even pay the IRS first. I tithe first. So my life will reflect, shall reflect, shall continue to reflect this word. Are you with me? My life will continue to reflect this word. He said he will rebuke the devourer. I don't even have to worry over my money because God will rebuke the devourer so that he will not destroy the fruit of my ground. Let me share this testimony quickly with you. We had a big client that closed down. They bought over this company and they kept it for a few years and then they closed down. Boy, and they owed us close to $40,000. Thank God I got the money after 6 months of negotiating with them. But can I tell you, the person that was working at that company went to another company. Can I tell you, he took me with him. He didn't have to take me with him. He didn't have to take me. He could have. Let me tell you, when he first went, the people weren't using us on the other side. But God caused us to gain what? Favor. And then he used us for his stuff. Then the company said, no, we want you to do all service, all the accounts for us. So yesterday we were going home and we were supposed to do a job early in the day and we couldn't do it. On the way home, we had to leave what we were going to do at home and go work. Why? Because God made a way. He opened the windows of heaven that what? We can service everything for them. And now that company that closed down, we're making way more than what closed down. Can I tell you, the devourer can't touch you unless you give him room. Don't sit on your seed. Seed is meant to be sown. Are you with me? Seed is meant to be what? So don't eat seed. You're eating harvest. Don't eat harvest. Somebody say, enjoy your harvest. Come on, say, enjoy your harvest. So, he said, I'll rebuke the devourer for his sake, so that what? He will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine, watch here now, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit. For who? For who? For who? That's right. That's right. For me. The vine shall not fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says who? The Lord. Give me 11. It says, says the Lord of hosts. You can memorize that scripture, one verse. Malachi 3:11. Says the Lord of hosts. Let's all stand and we're going to pray. Masata dabaka seko todo boshata. Yando Rebeke Shikoto Robosata Rabasaya Robokosha. Oh, that's the last part of the verse. Says the Lord of hosts. Rabakasaya. Lift your hands. Father, I pray for your people. I pray that we'll draw near to you with our giving. Abraham offered up the best, his only begotten. We have to become a sacrificial people that will prove God with our seed. God is going to talk to you to sow. Some of you are just going to say, you know what? I'm not waiting. I am so submitted that I'm going to do this amount, I'm going to do that amount, and I'm going to do that. I love the Lord's house so much. I'm going to give that. I'm going to give that. I'm going to give that. Out of love for God. Out of love for what He's doing. Out of gratitude. I'm going to draw near with my offering. Kashande la da da ba si la da ba kasaya. Rashata, shata, my seed will no longer be minimal. My seed will speak. My seed will have weight. Oh, let my seed have weight. Let my seed have weight. Let my seed have weight. Somebody say, offer up. I pray, God, you give grace so that we will offer up. We will offer up. We will offer up. In the name of Jesus. With joy. With joy. I pray there will be no robbers among us. There will be no one signing up for a curse among us. But we will choose the blessing and the beauty of God. He said, behold, I put before you life and death. I put a blessing and a curse, but choose this day. You want life or you want death? I want to tell you, there's life in obedience. There is life in what? Obedience. Manda rebako seke. Shataraba. And then I ask the Lord, what name fits you? He said, yeah. You're the hallowed one. You're the holy one. Who is he? Yahweh. Who is he? The King of Zion. I want to tell you, it's not a man that gives us these instructions, but it is the King of Zion. Amen? I say it's the King of Zion. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. If you're here and you're saying, you know what, I'm going to be one of those people that's going to obey the word this week. Just slip your hands up. I'm going to obey this word. I'm going to obey the word. I pray great grace be released on your people. I pray the heart to obey and to go forward. By faith, I will obey. I will obey. And I'll see the fruit in my life. In Jesus' name.